American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We'll use the early pregnancy test to identify early fertility.
That's Bruce Carpenter. He's a professor and an extension livestock specialist with the Department of Animal Science at Texas A&M University. He said it's understood that early conceiving heifers, or heifers that conceive in the first heat cycle, tend to go on to make more fertile and better cows. But Carpenter is thinking of something new that could help the cattle industry.
So I got an idea. You know, we look at AI and you know, you can see it in AI programs. You know, you run a bunch of heifers in and you AI them, and those usually go on to be your better heifers because they conceived. You know, we synchronized them. We forced them to either conceive to that synchrony or respond to the estrous synchronization drugs would be more likely, you know, if they've got to be pubertal to respond to the drugs. And so I thought, well, what about guys that either don't get to see their heifers that often or they're in a natural service situation? So again, estrous synchronization with natural service is nothing new. I mean, we've been talking about it since the 70s. But I wanted to do that with heifers.
So Carpenter's getting creative now. He's trying something that's never been done before. At least he doesn't think it's been done before.
As far as I can tell, it's never been done. I want to come in, now that we have new technology for early pregnancy testing, but this blood pregnancy test you can do as early as 28 days post-conception on first calf heifers. Well, because of the synchronization window with prostaglandin, I'm going to need to give them 12 days to respond in a whole herd to that one shot of prostaglandin.
So the long and short of it?
We're going to come in, instead of doing it at 28 days, we're going to early pregnancy test at 40 days. But we should be able then, with that pregnancy test, to identify those heifers that in fact responded to synchronization and conceived on the first service, their first heat cycle. And then we're going to follow those heifers on as two-year-olds and compare them to their herd mates as far as breed up and earliness of conception as first calf heifers with their first calf on the ground, you know, two-year-old heifers.
That's Bruce Carpenter on the research he's doing at Texas A&M University. We'll update you with the findings. Hey, it's May, and May is official Beef Month. Share on Twitter at #BeefMonth. And California cattlemen, put on your calendar. It's the Stockmanship and Stewardship Program, June 23rd through 24th, UC Davis. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.